here, he ain't here. There's this little boy. And he was just being a little boy. I can relate to that. I had a couple cousins, and our mothers were sisters. I mean, we were healthy and honoring, and it didn't really matter which one of the sisters fell to us first or quickest. And I mean, they were good. They believed that if you're going to do something, you do it with all your might. Well, anyway, there was this little boy. He was about like us. Oh, he was just being rambunctious. He was running and hollering and screaming. And Mama was trying to do something that was a little technical. She said, "Hush, sit down." Well, he didn't sit down. He just kept on running and hollering. She said, "I said to sit down." And he just looked at her, you know, and he kept doing it. So, finally, she walked over to him. I said, "Sit down," grabbed him by the shoulders, picked him up, took him over, and set him in the seat. "And you sit there until I tell you to get up." And he looked at her and he said, "I might be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up again." Well, that wouldn't work at my house, you know. It wouldn't work. Probably a lot of your houses, too, that wouldn't work. And it wouldn't have mattered if it was Mother or Chi-Chi or Berta. They would have wore us out, man, I'm telling you. But that's the way that I am a lot of times in my life. I might be sitting down on the outside, standing up on the inside. Or I might be standing up on the outside, but I'm sitting down on the inside. I don't know about you. I'm glad. I really appreciate you putting the chair there. I'm going to hang my coat up. I'm getting hot. Didn't mean to. Last time I was here, I didn't have anything to do that, and I threw it on the floor. And I think you all just this chair up here so I wouldn't throw a coat. Romans chapter 6, and I want you to know that I have to make notes now. And Brenda will tell you I have a little trouble with memory. Sometimes that comes in handy. Sometimes it don't. But I've got about 2.5 pages, but it's in 14 font, so it's a little bigger. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. So there ain't near as much. Double space, 14 font, double space. So I've already found out that I'm going to preach about 20 or 25 minutes. And I've already spent 5 minutes. sometimes you see people coming and you say, oh, holy. And I see people coming, I say, oh, holy, because I know what it's going to be. It's just going to be a blast. When I see Randy coming, I say, oh, holy. And you're like me too. And you, there's some people that you see coming. There's times that I lose my want to, and I say, I'll do it, but I don't want to. And there's times that you do this. You lose your want to. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. Because we're too much alike. So what I'm about to do, give them to you, and there may be a, somebody who is a real good writer, and if you don't get them all written down, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give this to Goldie, and she might make some copies of it, and you'll have it. But if you got your Bible, I'd like for you to open it. How many of you got your Bible? Now hold them up. Hold your Bible up. Songbooks don't count. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. And I'm going to start in verse 13. And I'm going to go pretty fast here. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. You know what we've been, what's happening? We've been raised from the dead already. Because we died to sin. And we were raised to walk in the newness of life. We went through it's not a ritual, alright? This is where we become united with Christ. It's called baptism. Peter talked about it. Jesus talked about it. And said, you know, here's what I want you guys to do. Right at last, he said, I want you all to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. He said, I want you all to go and make disciples of every nation. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have said to you. And I am with you, even to the end of the age. I will be with you So we've been raised from the dead already.
I wonder how
Lazarus did it. I mean, he'd already died. Been dead 4 days. Mary said, Lord, don't go up there to the tomb. His body is already stinking. Jesus walked up and said, boldest on the way. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth and he was wrapped, as the Jewish custom, in grave clothes. There was a fellow that preached one time, and I can't remember his name. He was a black preacher. Some of you might remember him. But he preached. God knows that.
choose to serve God. We don't have to. You don't have to. Let me say this. You don't have to. God don't want you to have to do something. Will He take it? Sure He'll take it. But what God wants is for you and me to want to serve Him. To offer to serve Him. To serve Him. Offer the parts of our bodies to righteousness. And then when you get there, you just can't wait. You desire. And then once you get going, you delight. I told Goldie I was going to talk about this today. Y'all just don't know that you're really involved in me getting, coming to Woodsfield. Alan called and asked me if I would come, and Howard called and he said, "Now you know you're coming to my house to eat lunch with me, or supper, or dinner, or whatever y'all call it here. But I'm going to eat with Howard after church." And then I got to thinking, Goldie, I need to talk to Goldie before I preach today. Then I called Keith. I couldn't get a hold of Alan, by the way. Where's Alan? I couldn't get a hold of Alan. And didn't you all used to start like at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning for a while? Yeah, that's right. Well, I was calling to find out if you still did 9 o'clock. Because that might be important for me if I'm coming Sunday. It might be important for you all too, because you know, but anyway, I used to come up here on weekends and preach for a while. You know, I did that two different times. I loved it, had a blast, wore me out, but it was all right. I just didn't have a blast. But I'd get up here in time for Goldie and Blanche and Rudy. But there were others to quit. Now they tried to get me to quit. And Brenda got me to quit a long time ago when I was here. But these old fingers just don't work very good with them little needles. But I come up here and go over and say, "Well, listen to them. Just quit next door, man, I'm telling you." And I just enjoyed it so much. Because you know what? They delighted in it. And there is a double wedding ring put on my bed even as we speak that those ladies made to bring them out. You think that I don't think about them every time I throw my pedal back by? And every time Brenda makes a bed during the day? I just want you to know that there is a willingness that God is looking for in us now. There's things that you can do to serve God I don't need to know about. Nobody needs to know about. But there's things that need to be done. I'm telling you what. What was it, 30 years ago? Some years ago that I first came here.
1980.
It was 2 years back. Man, I was all pumped up about Woodsfield. I'm telling you what, I just thought that, you know, first time Brenda and I came to Woodsfield, Mark Mitchell came with us. Car broke down on us. Sanctification, being made holy, is not a one-time thing. It lasts throughout the rest of our lives. The Holy Spirit works on making us live the way God already sees us. It's kind of like the faith of Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham believed that God could take what is dead and give a life. You remember whenever he went to offer Isaac on top of the mountain? Y'all remember that story? And he had the knife out and he was ready to sacrifice him as a whole burnt offering. And God said, stay your hand. And he did, and it just happened. Be a goat caught by his horns in a bush. Brush it off from that. But before Abraham left, he told the servants that came with him, said, you stay here with the mules. My son and I are going there to offer sacrifice to the Lord, and then we are coming back. There is a squeak up here, you know that. That's why you put your chariot out, wasn't it? But Abraham believed that God could give life to the dead. He believed it. And then it says in chapter 4 that Abraham believed that God could call things that were not as though they were. Well, now here's the deal. Am I righteous? And I can answer that question, and you can too. No, I am not righteous. But does God see me as being righteous? Amen. And He sees you as being righteous. He calls things that are not, like me being righteous, as though they were. You being righteous. Man, that's good news. So God sees us as being righteous, but no, let me ask you, you just be honest with me. We'll talk about this. Get your song up. I'm already over. But you just won't have to put up with me. I'm going all the time. Here's the deal. Thank you, Mark. What God does in our lives, which is the Holy Spirit, He sanctifies us to start with, makes us holy. Romans chapter we'll sing. Do y'all stand when you sing invitation? Go ahead and stand. We will today.